Hip hop from Northern Ireland has gone from grassroots to global. I'm a H-double-O-D, lonely scum, that's what they say about me. From underground gigs to international stages, acts like Kneecap, rapping in Irish and unapologetically political, have turned local rebellion into worldwide noise.
The Belfast rap group Kneecap.
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 Nobody really gives a fuck what politicians say anyway, really. Like, let's be honest, we're all adults here.
How did this unlikely sound take root here?
We're a country that loves to fight back when we don't like what we're doing, and that's what the music's all about, that type of fans.
Who built the foundations?
I loved her writing. It was about expressing myself and getting it all out.
Because I was born in Belfast. Hear the shotgun shell blast.
And who will carry it forward?
A hip-hop artist from Belfast has been nominated for a Grammy alongside the likes of Beyoncé and The Weeknd.
Jordan Adetunji is probably the most exciting urban music artist to ever come out of Ireland.
Born in the shadow of conflict, decades in the making, this is the sound no one saw coming. This is Northern Irish hip hop.
It's been a mad ride, right?
Its roots, its rise, its reckoning.
That's more like it.
In the 1970s, hip hop was born in the rubble of New York's Bronx. A raw, rebellious soundtrack to a city that had forgotten its youth. Beats, breakdance, and bars became tools of survival, protest, and pride. Across the Atlantic, Belfast kids were screaming back at a broken system too. Ho, 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 yeah. Punk was their weapon. Ho, 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 yeah. No frills, no future, just fury. Well,